Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Put Cancer Behind You podcast, a series dedicated to helping cancer patients and survivors lead healthy, happy, cancer-free lives. I'm your host, Maria Barnes. Today, I want to talk about what it takes to truly put cancer behind you, because the more I work with cancer patients and survivors, the more I understand the recipe for doing that, which is to stand in my power, be loving and truly forgiving, and joyfully creative. Now, getting well isn't difficult to do, but it does take great focus and an understanding of what you're doing with all of your intentions, both consciously and unconsciously. So let's begin with a look at how life shows up for us. To begin, let's just recognize that even though we're having a human experience, our true nature is not physical. We're not physical bodies. We're actually energy. We're eternal spirits, and we've manifested a body so that we can have a particular experience, one that's impossible to have in the higher realms where we come from. And we incarnated here with great excitement and expectation, ready to work on issues, I'll call them items of attention, that go along with being in a body. But to be clear, Earth is not the end-all be-all for any of us. It's a place we come to experience what we can't without a body, which is our natural state. Second, all spirit, all energy is connected, and despite our seeming separation from everyone and everything else around us, the truth is that as energetic beings, we're always all still connected on some level, which makes everything and everyone else a part of you. When you understand that, you become more mindful and more willing to do unto others as you would have done unto you, because the other is you. So to get healthy and stay healthy, I want to stress that you would benefit from the understanding that because of our connectedness, life here is all you. Third, true forgiveness is an important part of getting well and staying well. So what is it, and why is it important? Well, if you want a powerful and positive life while you're in body, you want to use your free will to create it consciously. Sadly, we're never taught that forgiveness is the way to do that, to actually bring into your life everything that you want. And as a result, we spend a lot of time letting our egos take charge as we chase material things like nice houses, beautiful cars, and clothes. It's always with the idea that these will make us happy. We also spend a lot of time focused on our bodies, working hard to keep them looking good in the hopes that our physiques will bring us what we want. Well, I guess it all works for most of us, some of the time. But if you live long enough, it becomes apparent that despite all of these material and physical focused thoughts and actions, we're still missing something. And I'm here to tell you what it is. It's simply a lack of love, not enough love for yourself or for others. And so that leads me to number four, which is that we are sovereign beings who are made by love, for love, from love. And we all have free will, a most precious gift when used lovingly. But it seems no one ever really connects the dots when it comes to free will because no one ever taught us how to use it, despite the fact that we have carte blanche to come here and create whatever we want. In truth, free will means our lives here are 100% our creation. It's life being done by you, created by you, always and in all ways. It's not life being done to you with you as some innocent bystander. When you realize that you're the masterful creator of your life, you not only understand that your free will is creating everything and everyone in your life, each and every second, you understand that you're never, ever the victim. Now, I'm not saying we don't miscreate, because clearly we do. In fact, it seems we're pretty good at doing that, with very unhappy and unhealthy consequences. However, when you know that you're the creator and it's therefore all your show, when you experience poor health or some other misfortune, you do have the power to use your free will to choose again. Instead of using your power unconsciously and haphazardly, you focus it consciously to create the life you want. And that's what we came here to do, to create lovingly and with great passion. That includes doing what you love to do, whether it's sailing or baking or painting or making music, whatever it is that brings you joy, that needs to be a part of your life. Living a happy, creative life is what can literally keep you healthy. I'm telling you this because it took me a good long time to fully understand it, and I am not alone. In fact, I'd say that most of us don't ever get this, and it's time we do, because it is the truth. So to get back to true forgiveness, it's important to understand what it is so that you can discern how vastly different it is from the kind of forgiveness that we were all taught growing up, and use your free will to make it work for you in every way and every day. So, what exactly is true forgiveness? Well, it's definitely not forgiveness that says someone else is guilty and that we're all going to be magnanimous and let the crime, quote-unquote, go. No, that's not actually forgiveness. That's just more judgment, because it involves the belief that something really happened and then there's no consequence or punishment. And to believe any of that is not healing at all. True forgiveness is you understanding that as the creator, you are always projecting everything with your own free will. And when you forgive everything with the understanding that it's all you, you're forgiving yourself for everything you created. By now, you're probably saying, what? This chick is crazy. But hear me out. True forgiveness never sees guilt because it looks past the body and sees the truth about everyone, their spirit. It aligns you with who you really are. It's you choosing to see everyone the way they're created, as energy, love and light, perfect in every way, as aspects of Source, just like you. And when you do that, you connect with the love and light of who you truly are, and it becomes the gift that you give yourself. This is really important when it comes to your health, because true forgiveness means real forgiveness of self. Forgiving every negative belief and the associated guilt that you carry around with you and project out into the world. It's how you can truly love and heal yourself, because you get rid of all the guilt that brings disease to you in the first place. It's really the only thing that will ever give you what you came looking for. It's completely about being loving, and that is definitely the answer to cancer. Remember, what you see out there is being projected from your own consciousness. You're only ever experiencing aspects of yourself, your own mind, which you seem to split off from yourself. Of course, that's not real, because it's impossible to be separate from anything, since all energy is connected. But when you have a physical body, it's certainly easy to believe otherwise. The truth about the setup here is that everything appears, quote-unquote, out there, in order for you to see what's going on deep inside of your mind. Most of us don't understand that, but that is what Carl Jung meant when he said, perception is projection. From an energetic standpoint, you're only ever perceiving the energies that you're projecting. And what you're projecting are the frequencies or speeds of the energy of the thoughts you think and the beliefs you hold. And in today's world, most of the thoughts and beliefs in all of our minds are negative. And because you reap what you sow energetically, it's actually a blessing to witness a lack of love outside of yourself, because without seeing the negative projected out there and understanding that it's coming from us, we're unlikely to decide to do anything about stopping it. If you don't consciously realize what you're doing, you can't stop it. It'll just remain in your subconscious and rear its ugly head so that you can create something else that's going to be harmful to yourself. If you understand where the root problem lies, you can deal with it before it turns into disease. So to be truly well and stay well, doing the work of cleaning up the negativity in your own subconscious mind is pretty much a requirement. How do you begin to do that? Well, first you need to recognize what's not going great for you. You might want to sit down with pen and paper and write down how you're feeling about everything, what your thoughts are about whatever's making you unhappy. And it could be a pretty long list. Think about all the others who are involved in all of your unhappiness, and then begin to offer them love instead of judgment. And you really want to do this with the people you believe are the most difficult to deal with. Because when you truly forgive them for their transgressions, when you see them as loving spirits the way they really are, you can understand that they're only doing what you asked them to do. And let me explain that one. These are the individuals who are all loving aspects of God and you. Now, would you accuse yourself or God of what you're saying those nasty people out there did to you? No. But in condemning them, you are, because in essence, they are you. And in energy, they certainly are connected to you. With true forgiveness, you see them for what they are, another aspect of you. And you begin to understand that there are no transgressions, because whatever you're being shown by them was generated from a frequency within your own subconscious mind, projected outward, and materialized so that you could see what lies within. Therefore, you were the one who caused the transgression for yourself. It's your higher self showing you what you need to address, and it's the soul homework that you came to address in this lifetime with great expectation. And those people out there, that's how the information is coming to you. It's all your setup so that you can remember who you are, do the work, and evolve spiritually. Now, I understand how difficult it is to wrap your head around that one. But when you do, when you practice true forgiveness, you align with the truth of the matter, which is that to attack whatever or whoever is out there is to attack your own mind, which generated the problem in the first place. It's a holographic universe, my friends, a mirror, if you will. So behind every disease lies all the energetic frequencies of the judgments you make coming from your own negative beliefs. And these play a major role in the development of disease. They're also what delay your ability to evolve spiritually. With each judgment of yourself or others, you're literally keeping yourself down, not loving yourself by not being loving to yourself and others. You're staying low vibe when you need to go high. And of course, all disease is low vibe. The good news is that true forgiveness undoes the whole mess, and it does it by seeing past all the negative forms that fear takes, and it just sees love. That's what heals across all time and all dimensions, and it's very powerful stuff. But the benefits are only possible when you stop with all the judgment. Now, you might think that if you do this and become all lovey-dovey, you're going to become some kind of doormat and get taken advantage of by everyone out there. To the contrary, my friends, true forgiveness makes you the most powerful creator, because you're not going to experience knee-jerk reactions each time something untoward surfaces for you. You give yourself the time and space to just observe without emotion. You remember that what you're witnessing is the end result of a lot of thinking, a lot of ruminating, and a lot of hatred and fear by everyone, and most importantly, by you. When you observe, you don't react to it anymore and say it's wrong. You refuse to judge the end result of all those negative thoughts and emotions attached to the unhappiness, because you understand that to change anything, you need to get to the root of the problem, which is in your mind, and not rehash and judge what you don't want and don't like. You opt to practice true forgiveness, knowing you're never going to be truly healthy or contribute to a healthy world if you continue acting as if the material world is the cause of the problem. You now know it isn't. It's the end result of the problem, which is everything being projected by a collection of unloving minds. If you truly want better, you get the best results by practicing this type of forgiveness, because you're transforming your mind. And in doing that, you affect everything around you out in the world, because you're connected to all of it. The situation can't help but change when you change what you're contributing to it. You're no longer the doormat who's miscreating unconsciously. You're the conscious creator, and you have the power to choose love instead of fear. So yes, cleaning out your mind and getting to the root cause of everything you don't want in your life is worth doing, but few of us ever attempt to even do it. It's the great secret to success that we've all kept from ourselves. Instead, we project our own guilt out onto others and rage at them, making sure that we never see the lack of love inside of ourselves. The result, of course, is an unloving society and our own unloving, unhealthy life experiences. So let's turn that around. Let's begin to take control of our personal power and focus on healing our minds. In doing that, you'll give yourself the gifts of great health and happiness, and help create a better world in which to enjoy your life well lived. Or not. You don't have to do it. You can keep focusing on everyone else's miscreations and waste the best years of your life being fearful, judgmental, and pretty much unwell. The choice is always yours. You have free will. How are you going to use it? What kind of life will you create for yourself? I hope you understand that you are the captain of your ship. Use each present moment to be clear and confident about where you want to go and set sail with an open heart leading the way. Put cancer behind you by making true forgiveness and time spent undertaking joyful, creative endeavors your life's purpose. And fly, my friends, fly. Realize that stepping into the loving, creative power of you will guarantee the happy, healthy life you'd love to have. Commit to that and do it. Why? Well, you do know by now that no one else is coming to save you, right? So stop wasting time. Go envision yourself as love. Add passion to that thought to the point where you're completely excited about your life, and then take action to manifest what you came for, which is to live large by loving everyone and your life here with everything you've got. Remember, you reap what you sow. That's it for this one. My love letter to you. And now, I'm going to sign off and go create another amazing day, moment by moment. Godspeed, my loves, wishing you great health and much joy. Till next time.
Thank you for listening to Put Cancer Behind You with Maria Barnes. So you won't miss a single episode, we hope you'll follow our program on Apple Podcasts or any of your favorite pod platforms. And be sure to visit us at mariabarnes.net, on Facebook at Put Cancer Behind You, on Twitter at PCBY01, or on Instagram at MariaBarnesPCBY. Also, you can help us grow our audience by leaving a thoughtful review. Remember, if you or someone you know is in need of cancer coaching, Maria is here to help. We'll see you next time. Copyright 2024, Maria Barnes, LLC, all rights reserved.